For 7 weeks, the Wisconsin Badgers football team rolled over all comers. The team recovered from a 1-3 start to go 8-3 and be in the Big Ten title discussion before a devastating 23-13 loss last weekend at Minnesota. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart, and this show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect anytime for all the info you need to give and help support the show at WWIB.com. The Badgers defense has been the star all year and provided the lone highlight at Mitty with a Scott Nelson pick six.
Out of the shotgun, Tanner Morgan with Kai Thomas in the backfield.
And it's going back the other way. Wisconsin with the interception. Scott Nelson.
Audio courtesy of Fox Sports Saturday in the Twin Cities. Well, our guest today again is Colin Wilder, the Badgers senior safety out of Katy, Texas. And by the way, he's the roommate of Scott Nelson. He had that early pick six defensively for Wisconsin up against the Gophers. Colin, thanks for coming back. You guys have been roommates for a while down there, and it looked to me after the pick six, the first quarter, that Scott threaded through the team. You were on the sidelines because you got that controversial targeting call in the first play for the Gophers from scrimmage, and you were out of the game. I could see you with the hoodie down there. It looked to me like Scott sought you out and wanted to celebrate with you right after that interception for the TD, huh?
Yes, he did. He did. When he got that pick six, I mean, he was looking for me when he was coming to the sideline. I was standing on the bench going crazy for him, waving a towel. You know, I was so happy for him. I know he's been working so hard to make plays like that this season, and for him to do that in a big game was huge. And but yeah, for him to come up and give me a hug, he's like, "That was for you, man." You know, it just shows just how close we are. And yeah, we're still roommates. So I mean, I'm truly grateful for that guy. We have a special, special relationship.
Yeah. You're not just brothers on the football field, but you are brothers in Jesus Christ. And I bet this relationship has become a kind of an iron sharpening iron experience for both of you, huh?
It does. It does. You know, meeting Scott here when I first got here and hearing about his faith and how seriously he takes it, I mean, it really meant a lot for me to meet someone like that here, especially when I first got here, to find somebody who, you know, takes their faith seriously, and to find an accountability partner eventually, you know, the closer we got with each other. And, you know, the Lord really put each other in our lives at the perfect time. As we both, you know, have gone through several, you know, ups and downs in our lives and in our faith, and for us to be there for each other through those, you know, it was huge.
Yeah. Well, even though we didn't play that well, we had a 10-6 halftime lead, so it wasn't disaster at that point. Where did it get away from us there at Minnesota?
We just, you know, I feel like we just never really had a chance to control the game. You know, we needed, especially in that second half, we needed a spark to really turn the momentum around and to take control of the game. And, you know, we just never really did that. So, you know, that was the tough part is, you know, we never felt like we just took control of the game and ran with it, you know, in any aspect. And were there opportunities? I'm sure there were. You know, you go back and you watch the film, there's multiple opportunities in every phase to take control of the game. And, you know, we just didn't do it. We didn't do it. We didn't take advantage of those opportunities. And, you know, we weren't the same team that day as we were, you know, the last, you know, seven games.
Yep. Grade your team's defensive performance on Saturday, will you?
There's always things to work on. But again, I truly don't think we took control on defense. You know, we did everything that we could, obviously. I mean, we put everything out there, but at the same time, though, you know, we didn't execute as well as we wanted to. And, you know, it comes down to taking the ball away and making big plays. And, you know, it just didn't seem like there was – it just seemed pretty flat, you know, during – especially that second half. You know, Scott with a huge play, obviously. You know, that was huge for us. But, you know, in that second half, we needed a little bit more. And, you know, Minnesota did a great job of controlling the game. And, you know, we never took control.
Yeah, and we've had a couple of subpar defensive performances in a row here. Gave up a ton of yards and a win over Nebraska, and now the loss at Mini. What has happened the last couple of games to your defense?
Well, Nebraska had a fantastic game plan against us. Scott Frost is a great offensive mind. You know, I think he did a great job against us. And then, you know, Minnesota, they always know how to figure out, they always know how to mess with us in their run scheme. And again, I feel like they were in control of their run scheme, even though, I mean, I'm pretty sure we held them under 100 yards, but at the same time, though, we still let stuff leak out. And, you know, they had good schemes in the past game to isolate us. And then it just came down to execution and good technique and good eyes. And, you know, we didn't execute that. So, you know, it's tough. It's a tough thing to accept. I truly wish we could have made the plays that we needed to make to win the game. And bottom line is we didn't. We didn't, and that's disappointing. It's tough, and it's just really hard to accept, knowing that, you know, the biggest game of the year, we couldn't get it done.
Yeah. Well, you've got one more game to play. That's a bowl game coming up here. That'll be your final game as a Wisconsin Badger. And I'd like to talk about some of the images, some of the games, players, teammates, places you've played here with the Badgers that will stick in your memory for a long, long time. I think we'll wait till our next visit here. We're out of time with Colin Wilder, the senior safety with the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's reconnect, all right? God bless you.
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah, you too. Thank you. Thanks again.